depends on your definition of a pretty good day. I'd rather make this a very good day, actually. Last Monday of November. Kind of gives you the willies when you think about that, actually. Seven after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and a new start, a new chance. Every day is a new chance, a new day. Part of the program brought to you by the Kodak Hero Series All-in-One Printers, the smart way to save on ink. Available at Kodak.com. The, Mondays and this hour often are, remember the old song, Rainy Days and Mondays Always Get Me Down?
Yeah.
The weekend is now gone. Thanksgiving over. A lot of people still traveling today to get home. I think I was actually smart. I traveled on Thanksgiving Day. No lines, no hassles, no problems. Got on the airplane, flew to Los Angeles, had a wonderful meal with my children, had a good night's sleep, did the radio program Friday morning, went out and nosed around with Megan, did some things that had to do with sort of settling the dust after the passing of her mom, had some work at the house that I did. It felt actually, pretty good. Maybe it was 84 degrees, and that's what made me feel good, Jennifer. I'm not sure.
It was warm this weekend.
It was really
It's been cold for L.A., so yeah. It was really warm.
So then Saturday, I did some things with the kids in the morning and got on the plane. No hassle, no traffic, no worry. In, out, boom, bang, and I'm back home. And I don't feel like I was either frustrated or annoyed or put upon. It just seemed like a great way to spend a couple of days that are in my... I was calling people like Jennifer and her dad. I had to laugh, Richie, and I called you too.
And by the way, I finally got the message like a day later. I got a missed call from Doug, but no message.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we...
But I called all the people that I cared about, and I wished them... And it's not like me, Richie will tell you. I don't go overboard. I don't like holidays because most of them, I think, are BS. The intention is never a part of the satisfied results, if you will. We say we want to, for example, Martin Luther King Day. We want to acknowledge him. And yet, the only thing that happens on Martin Luther King Day is kids don't go to school to learn about Martin Luther King. And there's a pajama sale at Macy's on Martin Luther King. But that's it. Other than that, who knows any more about Martin Luther King? And that's why I think people say, you racist jerk, when I say I don't like Martin Luther King Day or I don't like Columbus Day because he was a jerk. But we don't, we waste our time. When we have Memorial Day, which is an A-OK day, if you understand what it's all about, most people don't. We have Veterans Day. Do we understand what that's about? Most people. Only those who are older pay attention to that day. So we don't do anything to extol the value and virtue as to why we have a holiday. What do? Thanksgiving is different. Christmas is different, but not for the reason that is put forth usually. And maybe the 4th of July. So when I got on the phone and I talked to people that I cared about and really wished them a happy Thanksgiving, you know I meant it. Jennifer, you knew I meant it when I called you. Richie, you knew it when I called you. I meant what I said, it is a very special day. For me, anyway. Maybe not for you, but for me, giving thanks is an important exercise. And for me to go through my Rolodex in my mind and to call people and wish them a happy Thanksgiving made it a value. At least I was happy to talk to people.
No, it was
like
a nice call.
Richie.
Yeah. I saw my phone at Thanksgiving Day, and I was like, uh-oh, what's the matter?
Yeah, good. There we go.
Yeah, but then it was like, hey, happy Thanksgiving. This is really...
And I did.
That really means
I said the same thing to Rich and Jennifer on the phone that I just said here. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff that we have time off for is meaningless because you don't know why you have the time off, many of you, if not most of you. And then you get down to the Thanksgiving, okay, the day. And this year the argument was, oh, my God, I have to go to work on Thanksgiving. You know what? If the store decides it wants to be open and you work there, then get over it. If you don't want to work on Thanksgiving, go to work someplace else. And these stupid people who are suing Target, among others, because they don't want to work on Thanksgiving, you know what? You're a chump. whoever you are, you just get over yourself and realize what the real world is all about. That's really kind of, I look at some of the lines, I don't see anything. I'm kind of going through all of my my sources for news here, and they include USA Today and the Wall Street Journal and CNN and the Washington Post and the New York Times and MSNBC and, you know, you name it. And I don't see anything here that looks outrageous about, here's a typical typical headline. A robust start to the holiday shopping season. Shoppers lured by deep discounts and early store openings sent sales over this past four-day weekend, 16% over the same period a year ago. According to the Retail Association of America, you spent almost $54 billion mm-hmm. of your money last 4 days.
I did, actually.
Crazy people, you.
$54 billion
was spent. So, but I mean, in terms of the overall, the greater good of the bigger picture, Thanksgiving aside, that's good economically. I mean, who knows what people bought or what it is that you're thinking when it comes to stuff to buy. That's part of why I said the second best holiday, maybe the first. It would be a toss-up for me between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just think Christmas does such wonderful things for our attitude, most of us. Regardless of the going to the store, there's just this feeling, this sense of goodwill that does prevail. And it doesn't, it is not, excuse me, I think it's a sectarian thing. I don't think it has anything to do. And there's just something, and you can say, I'm sorry, I got a little yuckabunga in my throat, whatever that stuff is. You can say what you want about the meaning of Christmas, and for you it may mean one thing, for somebody else it means something else. I just sense that around the world, for the most part, things feel differently. And you can give credit to Jesus. I had lunch with a wonderful guy on Friday down in Newport Beach, a fellow who will do some work for me on my program. And he was telling me he was having a battle with prostate cancer, my reaction to his situation when he explained it to me was, Jesus, you know, and he said, exactly. I looked at him and said, what do you mean? He said, it was Jesus who saved me. And we got into a conversation about his beliefs and morals and, excuse me, mores. And I took an instant liking to the guy, even though I don't usually, I'm not always comfortable about people who wear their religion on their sleeve. But this guy had a wonderful way of bringing light to the conversation. There was nothing about this guy that I could find that, and I wasn't looking for it, but I mean, I just felt a goodness. He's married to a woman who feels the same as he does. They both are blessed by having strong beliefs. And that's all I would ask for anybody. If you have a belief in something and you stand by it or you kind of wear it as a badge, do you really understand what you believe? It goes back to what I was saying earlier. Do you really know why you're celebrating a holiday? Do you get it? Do you feel? That's the thing. Do you feel something? Is there an emotion? Is there a charge? Is there excitement? Is there upliftment? And most of the time, you don't get that from people, and maybe it's an age thing. Although I don't sense that from Jennifer, but a lot of people who are your age and younger don't, and this is not about the old versus the young, and I'm not trying to sound, God help me if I sound like my father, but I just, is what I'm saying make sense? There doesn't seem to be a passion for much of anything except those GD screens that everybody has in front of them all the time, texting back and forth and all of this. That's all there is for passion among people from their teens to their 40s. It's all about that God-blessed screen and what's on it and who's texting me and what are they saying. That's it. And so when it gets to the passion of feelings and emotions, which you can never get by looking at a flat screen, I just wonder where it all comes. And I go back to the man that I had lunch with. He was such a wonderfully passionate guy about his beliefs and about life and about what he does for a living. And I think that's all we ask for, is some passion. People today are passionless. Do you think that your friends have as much passion, Jennifer? You're a passionate person, but do you think that the people you hang around with have as much passion as, let's say, your parents do? For any, name it, anything.
No.
No.
I know. I got my passion by my parents. I mean, both of them are passionate about different things, but they definitely, you know, my mom will, we were laughing actually this weekend. She told me she read 12 books since September, I think, and each of them have been over 1,000 pages. And I'm like,
wow.
I know. But
how does she get the time to do that?
I don't know. She's like a maniac. And so I told, but that's what she's passionate about. She's passionate about learning and reading and literature and all that stuff. And my dad, oh my gosh, never stops working for a second. He's like you. He's very passionate about what he does.
Yeah.
And I don't think that my peer group is as passionate about what they do.
Richie, what about you're 12, 13 years older than Jennifer and have a parenting job. You have a family. You have responsibilities. You have your brothers. You got your mother. What passions do you feel your age group people, your friends, take your family out of it, your friends, do they have
passion? You know, it's
passion?
Funny. We went to dinner with some very good friends on Saturday night, former neighbors, and they kind of popped into my mind when you mentioned this. And, I would say they are every bit as passionate as I am or my parents were about anything.
All right, so then what's happened between and your age and Jennifer and her age?
I don't know.
I think people my age have different priorities in life. I think it used to be okay to be really passionate about your job, and now it's less, I don't know, it's less of a thing in our generation.
Well, here's something.
You're passionate about other things, I guess.
All right, let's get this. Even those other things, like my buddy Mark, who died 7 or 8 years ago in a long-distance swim. Ironman marathon.
Yeah, but he
came back. Ran an Ironman marathon in Mexico last night.
You know what?
Mexico too.
Here's something. I'm going to drop this. My son, who is in his mid-30s, my daughter, a couple of years older, are both very passionate. My son has not been passionate in his life for much of anything except his friends and his family. I see in him a new passion.
And sports.
And sports. You're right, Richie. Yep, sports. I see in him a new passion with this line of work that he's chosen. And I feel because his mother passing has had such an impact on him, he's more in touch with his passions or more outwardly likely to express himself on those. And I don't, but he's, you know, got the screen. He's looking at the screen, whereas Megan doesn't. Megan uses the screen as a tool, kind of. Brendan has the screen sort of with him much or most of the time. Do you see what you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And there's a difference, and he's much more likely, when I am in touch with him, he may or may not return a phone call quickly, but if I text him, he's immediately on it.
Because it's quick and easy.
Yeah. And that's what I'm sort of saying. Everything about where we are is more, or where some people are in terms of maybe age and experience, is about the quick and easy versus having passion requires that you get involved. Involvement takes time and interest and passion. You know what I mean? 800-510-8255. Do you have passion? And if you do, what's it all about?
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Doug Steffen in the Good Day McDreamy Show. Yes, folks, I am radio's answer to Dr. McDreamy. And most everybody who listens to the program and sees a picture of me understands how that coefficient is reached.
And you know what? Your ego is not big at all, by the way.
No, not at all.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
It's a great day, Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This weekend, retailers have seen record numbers. You've seen the video of the people charging the doors in these malls or these gates. They don't really have doors. They have these chain link sort of gates that they open up. I'm looking at some video of it isn't a foot off the ground. People are squirming underneath it to get through to a Sears store in Mentor, Ohio. The National Retail Federation says spending per shopper up 9% over a year ago. What does that tell you about where...
Getting there.
We're in the same place. We're spending money we don't have, just like the federal government. No wonder people are willing to let the federal government get away with what it gets away with. They're doing the same thing themselves.
Yeah.
Right? Who's got 10% more money? I don't. I have, if anything,
I sure don't.
25%, 30%, 40% less money this year than I did last year. Hey. Well, anyway, it's we look upon the economy as a god. Robert is listening in Las Cruces, New Mexico, to Good Day. Hi, Robert.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I love listening to you on my morning drive to the airport every Monday morning, so thank you for being there.
Where are you going?
Dallas this week.
Dallas this week. Dallas from, you fly out of El Paso or Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Or El Paso, right?
Fly out of Las Cruces, or fly out of El Paso from Las Cruces.
Yeah, it's not. So Dallas is an hour and a half, right? Maybe a little less.
Yeah,
hour.
Pretty much 6 o'clock, 8:30 down, and there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, so my point for you this morning is I think passion, as you know it, has evolved. And why I say that is you hate that screen, people's heads looking down, walking forward, not looking where they're going. But I think people are passionate about technology. I think they're passionate about how they keep in touch with each other. You said that your relative text you right back because they're passionate about that communication link. And then when they see you, they can physically show you that passion and give you that hug, that warmth, that feeling that you're looking for. But I think technology has helped us not only communicate a little bit better, but also stay in touch more. And I think that passion is just evolving like everything in life does.
So, and let's go one step further, Robert. That's an excellent explanation about your feelings. And, you know, you may be right. You give me something to think about, because I know how passionate my son is about the things like family and friends and how he does want to keep up with all of that. So the passion that we have for this technology allows us to be more passionate with the things that are important to us. Is that basically what you're saying?
Absolutely. It helps us tie. It's kind of like a glue to everything else right now. And if we don't stay up with it and utilize it, we'll get left behind, and then we'll be thought about or thought of as that person that isn't as receptive or just doesn't like the technology. And it's not for everybody,
no.
But I think there's got to be some receptiveness to how it's moved us forward
to change
and in our culture.
Receptivity to change is what you're talking about, and I think you've hit a very important note here, and obviously you're passionate about it. I appreciate your sharing your passion, and there is some food for thought in what he said. It's 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Sure, the e-readers are practically everywhere these days, but in my opinion, nothing beats an old-fashioned brick-and-mortar bookstore to get to know a city. In New York, the most famous independent bookstore may be the Strand. It's a great experience just to browse through the store's collection of used books and rare titles. But don't just stop there. Head over the Williamsburg Bridge to Word Bookstore in Brooklyn. They've also got a huge selection as well as in-store events with local authors and musicians. One of my favorite places, Books and Books in Miami. They have both coffee table books and, well, you guessed it, coffee. So you can visit the Lincoln Avenue store to browse books on art, fashion, and architecture, and then peruse them over a drink in the center of South Beach. In San Francisco, City Lights Books has been a landmark since 1953. Founded by the Beatniks, the store now operates its own publishing company and nonprofit, too. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satanshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
It ain't revolution.
Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Talking about passions here, it's passion time, and it connects to the holidays, and certainly people are passionate. The average American that went shopping this weekend spent $400. The average American spent $400. 6.6% more people in the stores, spending 9% more of their money. And that's good news, at least for the retail end of things. It's funny. Here I am in the advertising business. That's really what this... I'm here, and I'm supported by advertisers. I wouldn't be here doing this if I didn't have advertiser support, unless I went over to public broadcasting. And even then, the joke is that it's the same...
Yeah,
it's the same
boring
companies.
Right.
This hour of programming brought to you by Macy's.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of... good stuff. But you wouldn't find something like this over on...
The Doug Stephan Show is supported by...
Right. By a grant from the Helio Foundation.
And the letter X.
By a grant from Chapstick.
So, there's that to think about. And then there is what we are supporting. This is a complicated kind of a thing. The idea that Christmas really... What I've lost respect for is the meaning I was taught of Christmas. When I was a kid, I was taught it was about Jesus and the birth of the whole business of Joseph and Mary, and
About that today. How many people actually have nativity scenes in their home for Christmas decorations?
Our neighbor does one, and my mother-in-law set one up last year.
Right
on the
so
fireplace hearth.
Now, I'm not saying that there isn't place for both, there isn't reason to be thinking about both things. That is sharing and giving gifts. The tradition came from the gifts that were given supposedly to the Christ child upon understanding what this boy was supposed to be all about. And so there's that. And whether it's the real story or whether it's just made up, it has started a tradition of us giving. And we give thanks on Thanksgiving. And then we go through the process of buying things, getting things, making things to give to folks to show that we care about them. And if that's the spirit in which you give things, great. Why not? My point is that it all becomes just part of the get. And what are we getting? Stuff that is made in giant Asian factories that have kicked into high gear to provide you with these monstrous piles of cheaply produced goods, merchandise that some people think is produced at the expense of you and your fellow American laborer. This year, many Americans are giving the gift of concern for other Americans. There's no longer an excuse that at this time of year nothing can be found that isn't produced here. Yes, there is. sound like, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. How many of you are thinking outside of the box? Who says every gift has to fit into a shoebox or a shirt box or something handy by wrapped in paper that was made in China? Everybody gets their hair cut. How about a gift certificate from your local American barber, hair salon, gym membership?
I think a gym membership's a great idea.
Some health improvement.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't appreciate Richie getting their car detailed?
You know, I've actually given that to my mother-in-law before.
Would you be offended if someone gave you that, though?
Who, me?
Someone's like, wow, your car needs some cleaning.
Would you be more offended by somebody giving you a haircut?
Nope. Well, yes, actually, I would, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what about
your hair looks.
A gift certificate or a book or a gift certificate that is from some local business person? Maybe this is an idea we'll strike a chord with you. 800-510-8255. Maybe you think nothing about plonking down a lot of money for a Chinese-made flat screen. Perhaps the grateful gift receiver would like his driveway sealed, or lawn mowed for the summer, or driveway plowed for the winter, or maybe some local, a round or two if you've got an open municipal golf course. You buy him a season pass or a weekend pass. Or
golf
like
lessons
that.
Is a cool yeah. Christmas gift.
Right. And do you like to eat? So give some gift certificates for a breakfast at a local breakfast joint. Right? You're laughing, Jennifer.
No, I'm not. I think right. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and this isn't about big national chains. This is about supporting your hometown. This is about supporting America. And a lot of these small businesses have their financial lives on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you want them to keep their doors open, don't you? I sure as heck do.
Did you participate in Small Business Saturday?
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Yes, I went to a small restaurant on at the corner of 17th and in Santa Monica, and had breakfast with my children.
Good.
A small little hole-in-the-wall place that I happen to like.
I think we should have Small Business Saturday every Saturday.
Yeah, I think we should have Small Business Day every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not to say you shouldn't participate and go visit the big places either.
Mm-mm. Sometimes you have to.
What do you think?
When I buy a TV, I go out of my way to try and buy it from one of the local small chains.
Okay.
You want to know what's sad? I have no small. There's no place in 25 miles of me that has small TVs.
Really?
No.
But there's a lot of businesses up and down the street where the office is. Up and down from that mall.
No,
but there's a lot of other businesses up and down that street. I've driven up and down that street any number of times. There's a lot of small car repair places.
Yeah. And what's cool about my town is they've been here for 100 years.
Get an oil change.
Yep.
Give somebody an oil change run by an American guy who's trying to have a little business.
I'd love someone who just gave me gift certificates for a couple of car washes. I think that'd be so cool.
How about a local cleaning lady? The problem with some of the stuff is that half of them are all illegals. But
you could do, I mean, there's small regional cleaning companies, you know.
There are local craft stores where there is jewelry and pottery and wooden boxes that are made. I just think that there are a lot of people who don't think about these things. Instead of buying another string of Chinese lights for your house, how about the mailman gets a little something, or a trash guy, or somebody, you get a little gift certificate for some local business. You know, we're draining our pockets. Why would we want to drain them and give the money to China? If you're going to spend money, look around, this is my passion. You know you found something that I'm passionate about when I talk about encouraging you as Americans to help your fellow small business people to keep plugging away. Most of these people have had a dream. Most of these people have followed their dream. Most of these people are in the same community you are, and they're struggling the same as you are. Forget about a Chinese Christmas and think about an American Christmas by supporting some of these local businesses. That's my request of you for this time. Melissa's in Eugene, listening to KUGN. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the people who are suing Target or whoever it was. What about the people who have to work on every holiday, the police officers, the fire departments, the newspaper delivery people?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to wait until we get home to have our holiday, and people don't realize this, and it angers me because I've been in having to wait for Christmas until 8:30 at night when my dad got home when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It just totally angers me, and I don't understand why people are
well,
so
maybe
selfish.
You ought not to get angry about it. Just think about maybe the next time you confront somebody or somebody is talking about this, maybe you just give them something to think about. Instead of being angry, I can understand your passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them something else to think about. What about or what if? Start the conversation with somebody who's like that. Well, what about this? If you were in this position, what would you think? Or what if you were, well, tell your story. And they, unless they're complete baboons, they would listen to you and say, you know what, that's a point.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a good point. Because you have made a good point, Melissa. Thank you. Good
people
to talk
don't
with
understand.
You.
Understand.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Right? All right.
Feel better now?
I feel, you know what, Richie, I feel wonderfully well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Yeah. It's therapy hour.
And isn't it good that we had, don't you think that we ought to be buying American? Find something American. And support it. And again, this is all about, this whole hour has been about passion. Here's something that we're all passionate about, and that's our looks. You have fine lines and deep wrinkles on your face. This is something for the Christmas stocking. I told you how to make this work, right? And I'm not, I'm not going to get into trouble if I tell you to utilize everybody's email address. And by the way, I don't know that these people have said that there's a limit of one per person anyway. I want you to try the Fountain of Youth, which increases your skin hydration by 90%. This is one of the most prestigious beauty experts in the world. David Pollack has come up with the ingredients. Now, this product is greaseless. It doesn't have any smell. When you put it on your skin, you'll feel what you're supposed to feel about this. It is something that will add years of life to your face. And why wouldn't you want everybody you know to have that ability? So get as many of these. Maybe you have to use a different. I don't know, because I didn't have to do it this way. They sent me my bottle. But maybe when you do yours, you go in, and it's, by the way, organicattitude.com. Use a radio code called Good Day. And then you get a free bottle. You pay a little shipping and handling. That's it. Free bottle of Fountain of Youth. But get one if you're not excluded from only one to family or whatever. Then get as many as you can, put them in people's stockings. Or if you are limited, then use somebody else's email address. But believe me, when you give this to people, they will really, and it's a simple little thing. They will feel the difference, see the difference, they'll be talking about it, and you'll be thanked. OrganicAttitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day. Here's a bottle absolutely free of America's number one anti-aging serum. Visibly reduce wrinkles on your face by up to 63% with this hydrating Fountain of Youth product. Go to organicattitude.com and enter the radio code Good Day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography, called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Well, I had to reach into her shirt. I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Take cover. They're gonna hurl. Pumpkins become projectiles with the return of Pumpkin Shunkin', the annual television special that's becoming as much a part of Thanksgiving as turkey, stuffing, and cranberries. The event lets teams find out whose homemade contraption can propel a pumpkin the farthest. This year, viewers go behind the firing line, getting up close and personal with the explosive contraptions and personalities that make Pumpkin Shunkin' define gourd glory. Tori Belleci, co-host of Mythbusters and this year's Pumpkin Shunkin'.
This 26-year-old competition is a pop culture phenomenon. It inspires countless backyard warriors looking to recreate wacky rituals that make up this event. We see a fair amount of explosions on our show, but nothing compares to the front row action at Pumpkin Chunkin'. How can you go wrong watching people try to launch pumpkins across a mile-long field?
Pumpkin Chunkin' returns Thanksgiving night, Thursday, November 24th. Simulcast on Discovery Channel and Science at 8 Eastern and Pacific.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersand, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
800-510-8255. Somebody called and asked whether or not all of the ads that are run here are for companies that are based in the USA. The answer to that question is I don't know. Honestly, do I admit this? I don't listen to the commercials. I'm busy talking to Rich and Jennifer about what we're going to be talking about next. I'm thinking about other things. I do on occasion.
Well, let's see. In this last break, we had Constant Contact, yes.
Yeah.
Chapstick, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Pumpkin Chunkin', Discovery Channel, yes. It's actually a BBC company.
Right.
AARP, yes. Yeah. And the arthritis stuff.
Right. And certainly the Fountain of Youth is an American company. But you know what? That's an interesting question and a good one. Well intentioned, I'm sure. The essence of what I have said many times, there have been legions of stories about me with advertisers over the years because I usually say for example, Walmart. Right. Most anybody who listens to this program knows that I am not a fan of Walmart. You will notice, however, that there are plenty of ads for Walmart and Sam's Club and that sort of thing. And that's because what I say to anybody is that I don't sell the advertising. I have an advertising, or several different advertising representatives, if you will, that do most of that. And so when I'm confronted with this, I say, okay, you have a point of view. You're trying to present it. You pay me to put that point of view on the air. And then I say, you're a commercial enterprise. So you think my listeners have value? That's swell. Okay, and I appreciate that. We'll tell them your story through your words and deeds, and I'll tell my side of the story, should I care to. That's how it works. 51 after on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
Hey folks, this is Crazy Melvin for eFoods Direct, and I'm slashing prices to get you the best deals on your food supply. Call now and save, save, save on a 25-year food supply that can save your life when disaster strikes, because it will strike and it will smack you right upside the head, so keep...
Wait a minute, Melvin. I know eFoods Direct, and they're not full of hype like you. eFoods Direct goes to great lengths to ensure you get the best ingredients, full of nutrition and flavor. They are the real deal. Melvin, you're right about one thing, though. For Black Friday weekend, eFoods will save you 30% off anything on their website at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Now, that's a deal with no hype. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and save 30% off your entire order. This deal only lasts through Monday, November 20th. So call now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, 30% off this Black Friday weekend. Leave the hype to Crazy Melvin, because you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Fabulous article in one of the magazines I had on the plane. I did a lot of reading, mostly because the plane I was on didn't have a video system in either direction. I had another protest.
Long flight for no movie.
Well, American Airlines has decided, because they have financial problems, that they can fix all their problems by running small planes on the routes where there ought to be big planes.
You know, it's funny. My wife just had the same issue when she flew to Colombia, Avianca, and they usually fly the big plane.
767, now they're running 757.
With the TV screen in every seat.
Yeah.
She's like, now the movie screen was six rows ahead of me. Yeah. I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, right.
So she wrote them. She said, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what you have to do. I'm writing to Gerard Arpey, Gerard.Arpey. At AA.com all the time, because I don't like... They're using 757s now. Instead of using them for the domestic flights, they're using them for overseas flights, because America now has repositioned their 767s mostly to go to South America, Central America. Their business is booming so much in moving people from America down to Central and South America. They need bigger planes and more of them. So they've reconfigured everything. Same with Asia. They send the planes over to Asia because there's so much traffic there. Meanwhile, the person who flies in America is getting in the seat, if you know what I mean. I thought that was clever. Thank you.
That was pretty good. Yeah. You're right.
55 past the hour. Okay, how many billion dollars do you think we spent shopping online? We haven't talked about that. But our technology tailor, Alex Goldfein, has studied the numbers during the first part of November. How much do you think has been spent? How much did you spend shopping online? Alex has the answer next here on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
So, how are you shopping this holiday season? Did you put yourself through the in-store Black Friday madness? I did that once, and it was quite possibly the single worst experience of my life. Now, research firm Comscore says that more people than ever will shop online this year. In fact, the company predicts that online sales will increase 15% to $37.6 billion. In the first 20 days of November alone, we've spent nearly $10 billion online. According to the New York Times, Forrester Research says that regular old retail stores expect to see only a 2.8% increase this year. Last year, that number was nearly double. The Wall Street Journal wrote over the weekend that so many stores are offering free shipping this year. Comscore says that's critical because 40% of shoppers say they'll abandon a purchase without that free shipping. Happy shopping, and don't forget to get lots of gifts for the most important person on your list, you. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
There was a time when only the young knew how to manage their finances without standing in long lines at the bank. But as Bobby Owens finds out, as online banking becomes more mainstream, you as a consumer are saving more money in the process.
Newsbreak. According to a recent survey from financial information management company Fiserv, 72.5 million U.S. households choose to do their banking online. Ally Bank's Diane Moray says having access to your money online or by phone is easier than you think.
A direct bank is a full-service bank that offers all the products, services, and convenience customers want without the branches. So customers can interact with us online through the web or they can call us 24/7.
Moray says you could deposit money into your account with Ally eCheck Deposit. Make transfers at other institutions, wire transfers, or use prepaid envelopes to mail in your check. You can access your money at any ATM nationwide. And since there aren't any bank branches, consumers are offered even more benefits.
We pass along those savings in the form of consistently competitive interest rates, Ally debit rewards. We don't charge customers a monthly maintenance fee just to have an account with us. Many banks charge you to take your money out of an ATM. Ally Bank reimburses all those fees at the end of every month.
For more, log on to ally.com. That's news. Break from Ally.
Get our lowest prices of the season this week. Get huge store-wide savings at Toys R Us. Like buy one, get one 50% off all Lego, Crayola, and Shasha collectibles. And buy two, get the third free on all LeapFrog. Plus earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. And now take time to pay with layaway. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season sale going on now. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Re-enter discounted animals equal to the value item purchase. Certain restrictions apply to
Introducing